This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You know what we try to do? This is Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk. Look, I'm your host. We got Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and Chris Singleton, our step-in producer. But look, I want to talk to you about something else. You know what you do on radio? People always ask me, what's it like to be on the radio? What's the behind the scenes? Let me tell you behind the scenes. I'm trying to eat my breakfast, and the rule is, have you ever seen the Kramer episode where he takes the car out and he and the salesperson are trying to go as far as they can go on the gas? Yeah, yeah. That's me. I'm trying to eat my breakfast as fast as I can and get as much food in me before it starts. And I was like, I got 15 seconds left. I'm going to take another bagel bite. And it worked. I made it. It was good. It was awesome. I just thought I'd let you know the behind the scenes. Today, we're going to talk about Todd Chrisley, their sentence.
It's Chrisley.
Chrisley. Oh,
yes.
I meant Chrisley. And the interesting thing about what they said and why their sentences should be reduced. We're going to talk about Epstein, Kanye West, and Kim Kardashian's divorce. Interesting how much child support is being paid. Alex Jones, California clerk, is shot. And what happens after that is interesting. One of those, what do we call it, the dog whistle? You know, you do the dog whistle and the dog ears go to the left, right?
Ooh, Reggie.
Right. And then we're going to talk about Weinstein's closing arguments in his California case. That is really interesting how the lawyer in the closing arguments really had no issue about making, I'm gonna say jabs, but talking about, you know, I guess going, not worrying about the Me Too movement, you know, being very, you know, you got to be very political, very, very careful in what you say. But I think he kind of hit it head on, and as in not I agree or disagree, but he went straight for the jugular, and it was, for his client, it was a good closing argument. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a case or no case coming up. And, you know, if you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, your cue, 855-LAW-RADIO.
855-529-7234.
Or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. If you hear us and all of a sudden we're preempted by a football game, heaven forbid, which we probably are in some areas, just tell them, look, we want Radio Law Talk. Tell your friends. We would appreciate it. Go to all our social media. We've got it on Facebook, Instagram. We even have a TikTok, huh? What is it? TikTok at Radio Law Talk at TikTok, something like that.
Radio Law TikTok.
There you go. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. With that, people are here for one thing, Chris. Not here to listen to us. Who they're here for? What? And by the way, Chris, as you talk, guess what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I'm going to eat some of my breakfast.
All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right. Case or No Case. Now to Lily Frank, Oklahoma, where a police officer had a plan. During the holidays, people drive a little too fast in Lily Frank, and Officer Chris Stevedore liked to hide out and catch them behind the nativity scene at the First Revival Church. It was on a corner where people seemed to speed a lot, and the nativity made a perfect hiding spot. Trouble is, his hiding spot was on private property. Still, Officer Stevedore got the pastor's permission and hid out there waiting for speeders. When the worst happened, a car driven by a teen driver on her way home from work got going too fast and didn't make it around the bend, slid through the nativity and into Officer Stevedore's car. The teen was badly hurt, and her parents wanted someone to pay. The church. They went to an attorney and tried to say since the officer was on church property, the church had some liability. Oh, and they tried to see if they had a case against the city, too. So that's the question. Do the teen's parents have a case or no case?
I know it's Todd's turn, but let me. Can I clarify something before I go to Todd? Because there's a lot of things. Unless you want to do the clarification. Go, Todd, do the clarification.
So the question I had. So ultimately, he was parked where he was at. The teen didn't negotiate it and hit the officer's parked car?
Yes, correct.
Okay. That was the only clarification that I had. What?
Yeah, the thing I had is, okay, so they want to sue the church for her hitting the parked car through the nativity.
Well, if the car wasn't there, the team may not have hit anything.
Oh, in other words, they would have went through the nativity and just kept going.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
All right. Well, I would love to say that this is not a case, but anybody can sue for anything. I remember one time I had a person say, I want this so that I can't be sued. Well, I can't guarantee that. Anybody can sue you. It's whether or not you're going to win in a lawsuit, right? I think, golly, I...
So two questions here. Do they have a case against the church and a case against the city?
I'm just going to say right now it's no case.
Okay.
I'm going with no case because, look, the teen was driving too fast for the conditions. That's just a given. If you can't negotiate the turn at the speed that you were driving, regardless of whether there was a car parked in the area that was not your lane of travel or not, you are going too fast for those conditions. You're the one at fault. And so I'm going with no case on this one.
All right, so you got no case. Denise?
Well, if this was California, there is a law, kind of an odd law, but it is a law that you cannot have a speed trap. And there could be some liability for the city for having a speed trap, perhaps. Also, if the nativity scene was distraction, well, wouldn't you think that there could be some liability by the church for having that negative or that distraction? You know, that's another consideration. You know, for me, I just think, and Cal wrote this, right?
Yeah, these are all from Cal.
So I have to, like, think in Cal's. Cal is playing Kris Kringle, and I'm sure he's right next to the nativity scene, and this came up in his mind when he was practicing or they were doing, like, a dry run of the show. So I'm going to say no case as well.
All right, no case for Denise and no case for Todd.
All right, Fred Penny's turn. I have some questions. The first question is, was the officer dressed up as Joseph, Mary, or a shepherd, or what?
I believe he was dressed up as a police officer.
Oh, okay. And then what about the car? Was it a sheepdog, or was it just a normal car?
As far as I can tell here, it was a normal police car hidden behind the nativity scene.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was a sheepdog, and he was dressed up as a shepherd.
Nope, no ruse, no ruse so deep, no.
Okay, so that's not going there. Okay, so here's the deal. I mean, she comes around the corner. Let's talk about it. Let's assume everything's normal and Cal's not trying to make something up. She's coming around the corner, probably too fast. She goes off in through the nativity and hits a police car. First of all, in most states, police are generally speaking more protected than the average negligence case. There's government codes in California that put them at a... they have more protections than the average business or person, okay? So that would be more difficult to sue the police, depending on the situation or where they are. But given that, also suing the church, that's their easier, believe it or not. The church is like a normal business. You can sue them. But I don't see how any of them would be at fault for her negligent driving. And saying, okay, you put a rock off the side of the road. Now, there have been cases, by the way, and I'm going off topic here, that they've been, you know, cities or states have been sued when there's a tree too close to the freeway, for example, or there's a rock they place close. It's not on the freeway, but too close to the freeway, right? So given that, I'm going to say no case, that Cal made this whole thing up. It's no case. We're all three going together. And Kris,
you
can win
some points.
You
know what that means, right?
Kris could win some points.
Oh, Kris, well, Cal.
Cal.
It'll pass
points.
To Cal.
Okay.
Cal could win some points.
So when we come back, we're going to find out if Cal stumped all of us or not.
right here, right after this.
This is Frederick Penny. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life, and it makes a great gift.
Goose, available on Amazon.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Fancy pants peanut butter? A big screen television? You haven't even bought a sofa yet. A motorcycle? When your father finds out, he's gonna flip his shoes with two buckles? What do you even need two buckles for? Mr. Big Shot, buying whiskey shots for everybody in the bar. From the looks of it, I'd say nobody even remembers.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
illawtalk.com as well.
Todd has kitty.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So we've got a individual that is driving around a corner and goes through a nativity that is on the church property, and the police officer happens to, with the permission of the priest or whoever it is, park behind the nativity scene, that little rascal, and give people tickets as they drive by too fast. I truly believe he's driving a sheepdog and he's dressed as a shepherd, but nobody believes me. So the question is, what can she sue the gal that gets in the accident? The church? and the police department for having that vehicle there, because if she would have went through the nativity, taken out Jesus and the shepherds and stuff like that, which is the worst thing, could she sue them because they shouldn't have, that police car shouldn't have been parked there, and she hit it and got injured. So we all said it's a cow made up, but we have Bruce on the line from Mendocino Coast. Bruce, what is it you think about this wonderful scenario that cow hunters trying to trick us on?
Well, I think it's totally feasible. I think that the church is reacting to problems in their neighborhood, and that vandalism law prevails. And just like you can't leave stakes in your yard at strategic levels to rip out the oil pans of people who are driving, you know, through, you can't put an obstacle there and hide it with a nativity scene. And so, or I think that what happened is it was a case that never made it to court because she sued on that basis, and they said, geez, this is just crazy enough. Maybe we should just settle out quietly.
Okay, so you're saying, Bruce is saying it is a case, and it never goes to trial, and they settle the case out of court. Bruce, that is perfect. All right, Bruce, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. And that is a great scenario, Bruce, which would make it so Cal gets no points. But Bruce says it's a case, and that they settle out of court. Go ahead.
Well, Bruce is... Sorry, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce. he doesn't know Cal as well as we know Cal.
He might not hear. It is actually not a case, and I want to clarify. I think we need to give a point here to Denise and Fred,
yes,
as the ones who called out this one being made up by Cal.
That's exactly. Well,
No.
We get 2 points.
I think almost every time we say no case, it's inherent in the answer.
Cal.
It's because Cal made it up.
All right. I knew that. I knew he was sitting there because don't forget, Cal is not here and Chris is taking his place because he is playing Santa in a nativity, in a Christmas play in his local town.
I wonder if there's a cop car parked behind where it...
that probably is. Could you see that? Could you just see being the police officer parking behind the nativity scene going, you know what? I feel really bad giving these tickets out. Christmas Eve, going out to give tickets. Little Janie with her two little children. She's divorced and trying to make ends meet. He's pulling her over.
The modified,
excuse me.
The modified Christmas tree. There was no room at the inn, but there was plenty of room at the jail. So come on down.
So anyway, that is what? Case.
Case or no case.
All right, appreciate it. What do you know what we're going to... Can you tee up next hour's case or no case? Just tee it up a little bit.
I sure can. And next hour's case or no case, we're going to be going to Mississippi for a landlord issue.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember that.
And that means that we've started out now a new game of case or no case, and we are all at plus two, right?
All of us are at plus two.
All right.
And Fred...
What?
We have to. Now we've all won, and now Todd is second win, so we do have to buy Todd a dinner.
I'm telling you, I'm bringing McDonald's.
Something tells me next week I'm going to get like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit meal from McDonald's.
Do you like the biscuit? I thought you liked the... Don't you like the egg McMuffin? Or anything? He likes the cookie. I know that.
I don't know.
Well, I know that he really likes the Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
All right, let's talk about Todd and Julie Chrisley.
Yeah.
Now, Todd and Julie Chrisley, again, I'm not the connoisseur of TV, but they have a show on, right? It's kind of like a reality show, is it?
It is.
They had one that spun off like three or four others, but yes.
What is it? What do they do besides talk?
It's called Chrisley Knows Best.
Okay, well, obviously they didn't know best, but go ahead.
True. Well, it's basically about the husband, you know, knowing what's best for his whole family. And believe it or not, they're a very conservative family.
Yeah.
And
kind of so, apple pie-ish.
Yeah, that's what their image is.
Yeah,
it's very
image. Yeah.
You know, clean and totally American and, you know, that kind of a look. Yeah.
And he was set in Georgia. He was a real estate tycoon.
Oh,
and so he had a bunch of, you know, very successful in that. And they figured, well, you know, let's do a reality show because who doesn't want to learn more about real estate tycoons?
Oh.
Who doesn't want everybody, every taxing authority to come look at your books as close as possible,
yeah,
right?
Why don't we do a reality show? Because Radio Law Talk makes so much money, they probably come look at us for Radio Law Talk, huh?
Well, yeah. Maybe.
our salaries are massive. Nothing. This is all free. By the way, we're going to say it. We don't do that. We do this for free, huh?
We're volunteers.
We're volunteer. This is all volunteer. We all enjoy it. Chris works for a company that Cal works with, and he they all volunteer their time. And Chris is going, I think I'm getting a check for this, and you don't know this yet, Fred. I said, oh, you are? Okay.
He's going to get his gas.
He's over there going, uh-huh. Well, he got a chocolate candy bar is what he's getting for this thing.
Yeah, you got a Go-Gurt with his name on it.
But go ahead. Let's
well, for me, this qualifies as my court-ordered community service.
That's exactly right. Me too.
I jest.
So this is who they are. And they do well, and apparently, now how does the IRS come down on them? I don't get it. Is it just because they're just, you know, and we're going to come back after the break here in a second, but do they just like throw red flags up? I don't get it, you know? Do they not pay taxes? Or?
Well, this isn't the first time. I mean, you've got other reality shows that have had the same thing. You've got the Real Housewives shows where there's been several.
Yeah.
No, there's two now.
One from Salt Lake, huh? The one lady
from Salt Lake and then one from New Jersey that have actually done jail time because of fraud or tax evasion.
The very first winner of Survivor.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Ended up going to jail because he didn't pay tax on his winnings.
Woo!
Right. I mean, come on. You can't win $1 million.
We got to come back. We'll be back.
For more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. You're happy. Let's get sharp. Come on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in 4 unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in 4 unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1376.
I want my toy. It's time to pay me now.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Apparently, we were talking about Todd and Julie Chrisley's sentencing. They were just let you know that a lot of times they have separate lawyers that represent them, which they did in this case, I believe. Todd received 12 years in prison and 16 months probation. Julie, 7 years in prison and 16 months probation. And they did have people stand up and testify on their behalf on the sentencing part of this, which is to keep them out of jail. And a lot of it was family and friends. And I didn't really realize this. Again, I don't follow these people. I don't understand much about them. But, you want to, hit a little bit of emotional issues with the judge. And Julie was emotional and described how her 10-year-old said, which, by the way, is one of her children's, it's her grandchild that she watches. And
I think she had adopted her.
Yeah, because there's issues. Yeah. Their 10-year-old said that she doesn't want to live if their mom goes away. So, that's, there's stuff like that. And then he argued that, what was his argument? He should not be punished.
His argument was she should not be punished as much as him.
Right. Because they got children, grandchildren, that type of thing.
Yeah, right? Well, because she wasn't as culpable is what he said.
But. Right. And then their former accountant got 36 months because obviously you do rely on accountants, right? I mean, and again, I don't know all the details of what happened, but clearly they're saying that the allegations that were not allegations they're found guilty of is on loans, lying on loans, is that right?
Lying about their assets and getting loans and financing properties and doing all of that based upon fraudulent information.
Right.
I was surprised the CPA ended up getting convicted for this because usually your CPA is only as good as the debt.
Right.
And so you do rely on them for not making mistakes in terms of the law related to accounting, but this went further. And it's
what else were they doing besides?
They didn't need to do what they did.
That's what's weird.
That's what's weird.
Just flat out lying. So they basically did that. And there was one other thing they did. I can't remember what was the other thing.
It was bank fraud and tax evasion.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. Now they're taking it up on appeal. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing to me is they're doing a motion for a new trial. The allegations and their alleged allegation is the government's person, the IRS revenue agent, Betty Carter, they said lied about them owing taxes or years when she knew no taxes were due. And that's what they're trying to say. And so they're saying the testimony, quote, the testimony had the effect of falsely painting the Charles Chrisleys as untruthful, likely to commit other forms of fraud and evading a tax payment alleged in the indictment. That's what their motion is. So they're going to argue that the IRS agent was not being truthful. Well, does that mean if the IRS agent is not truthful, do they go to jail? Yes or no?
Well, you know, if you're under oath and under the penalty of perjury, I would say that if you lied, it's technically a violation of the law. But
are they going to prosecute her?
Oh, no.
See, that's my point.
Not usually.
So you can lie in court and not be held liable.
But boy, you lie to an FBI agent or say you can't remember something in the course and scope of an interview, and you're going to get that's a violation of the law. You get pulled over by a cop and you're sketchy on your information. It could be obstruction, maybe something like that. But boy, to an FBI agent,
I think what they might do here is what's the word when you're going to she'll go first and then he'll go next. They won't be doing the time together so that they can take care of their children. There's precedent for that because in New Jersey, the housewife that was convicted of bankruptcy fraud, she went to jail first, and then when she got out, then her husband went to jail.
But the times were a lot less.
We're talking
here 10 years for each one. Nobody's going to wait 10 years for somebody to start their sentence, right?
Remember early on I said, and I'm just studying this a little more. I studied it. I thought I knew everything on it or knew a lot on it. Guess why the IRS came after them? Their former employee that they fired went to the IRS and turned them in after he was fired in 2012. That's what it was. Not saying that, you know, the IRS does look and stuff, but it's just interesting. It's like, how did this occur? And that's what it was. It was a former employee that said, they're doing illegal stuff.
I'm wondering if it was really to help the viewing public dodge a major bullet. Because they had Chrisley knows best. Real estate tycoon, I get figuring out his life.
Right.
But then one spinoff show was According to Chrisley, where the Todd Chrisley was giving tackling truth about marriage, parenting, and other intimate relationships. Well, yeah, okay, what does a real estate tycoon have to is going to tell me about that? Then Julie Christie had a cooking show. Chrisley had a cooking show. Then there was Growing Up Chrisley with the kids.
Now, cooking show's important to me. That's what I like.
That could be it. But there was one that was supposed to come out in 2022, May, called Love Limo, where Todd Chrisley would advise and help couples find their love match through speed dating. And I'm just like, I can see the government going, how do we take this down? I don't know. IRS. Okay, there we go. We've got to put a stop to this.
We've got to stop the love limo. Now we're going to do love jail. Love jail, we're going to talk about that. So now he can give advice on that. I don't know. It's just interesting to see what people do. And I do believe some people, like, they see the big stars and they just go too far. It's like, you know, you just have to, you know, make sure you just do the best you can to be as honest as you can. What's hard is when they get that big, right? It's hard to keep all your every little thing duck in a row because it's just there's so much going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, you know what? Right, I'm stalling on this for a reason, right? You don't want to know why I'm stalling? I don't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein documents, but here's the thing that's so interesting. The most interesting thing to me is, what is everybody asking for in the Epstein cases? I mean, there's multiple cases, right? There's cases all over the place. And Miss Maxwell.
Yeah.
What is the main thing that everyone is crying for?
Who are the John Does?
Or the Jane Does, right?
Who are the folks? Look, it's an anomaly here because Epstein was investigated for, and Maxwell has been convicted of essentially major sex trafficking allegations, and we have the identity of the victims that were in that. Nobody has ever mentioned who they were being trafficked for. Nobody has ever released, okay, who was the recipient of this trafficking? We know the victims who were sent. We know that, but who was it sent to? That is very odd.
Well, not just trafficking, but maybe even those that were around.
Yes.
Just because they're on the list doesn't mean they were trafficking, but who are the people involved? And here's the thing. What we've seen, the small glimpse we've seen, it is not Republican only, Democrat only, independent. It's a broad sweep, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's a political issue. I think what happened is he had a lot of acquaintances. He was very wealthy. He was very well connected
on both sides,
and he had a lot of acquaintances out there. And now, by revealing the documents in this case and what they had against him and all of that, it's actually going to reveal all his acquaintances, who then are going to be stained by the taint. You know, as soon as he got charged, all of his acquaintances, I'll bet you, took, you know, 10 miles back steps and, like, you know, did not want to be around him and did not want to be, you know, connected to him. And now you're going to look at his acquaintances who have connections with him, and then they're going to be stained.
But here's the deal. But here's what I'm going to say this. And not because we're anywhere as big as any of these people, but as you grow and you get bigger, even myself, you're hanging out with people at events, and they want to take a picture with you, or they want to, you know, hang. And the next thing you know, like Bill Clinton, there's pictures with Bill Clinton and him, and Trump with him, and stuff like that. It's like they don't probably have anything to do with the guy, but the fact that there's so many big events that occur, and there's the who's who show up, and at the time, ignore all the weird stuff the dude was doing. He was a weirdo. He was very well connected and financially extremely wealthy, and he walked in those circles.
Right. He was also a philanthropist.
Right.
Right. So he was also, I'm almost going to get that out.
He was tricking people, huh, Denise?
He was, and, you know, so a lot of the foundations would have gotten money from him, and now they're going to have, you know, their reputations are at stake.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. The Epstein documents, and then we're going to get into the Kardashian and Kanye West. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information...
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we're back talking about Epstein and Maxwell and the, I'm just going to call it the Little Black Book, all right? Because that's what the, that's the old-fashioned, you know, way we call it. And Denise, we're talking about people fighting it and who's fighting this. And they're called does, right? Like doe number 147, doe number 37. What are they doing?
Well, what's happened is that the press is trying to get release of documents. And they're through freedom of information or however they're doing it. And all of these different people that release would impact are called does in this case. And they're fighting it. And they're arguing that they have a right of privacy or that by being connected to Epstein, that is going to, you know, cause them significant damage to their reputations. And so the judge has actually gone through this pretty carefully and has determined that the public interest outweighed the privacy rights against some of these John Does, or, well, it's referred to as John Does.
Yeah.
Not Jane Does, but John Does. So the Does 12, 28, 97, 107, 144, 147.
There's a 71. Lot of deer involved,
yes,
here.
One and a 183. Those are going to get released. But some of the other ones, the court just said, no, the privacy rights outweigh. And the privacy rights certainly would outweigh when they were a victim. Or it was information as to one of the alleged victims or somebody that had suffered abuse, and it was about their suffering of abuse, even if it wasn't connected exactly to Epstein. So the judge has gone through really carefully and done, I think, well-reasoned decision-making as to each of these claims for not producing the documents. And really the balancing act is, is that person's right of privacy and protecting their reputation more, or is the right for the public and the interests of the public in having the disclosures more. And it's a balancing act.
Well, here's what scares me. Ready for the scary? I'm always throwing a fly in the ointment here. What scares me is, you know, Judge Preska, and that's what their job is picking and choosing which ones he's going to release on which DOE, right? So DOE 183 is going to be made available, but DOE 58, nobody knows what other DOEs, what's the situation. So they get to pick and choose what DOE is going to, basically lives be ruined, is what it sounds like.
Well, you know, and I'm looking at this here, just going back to the Constitution, okay? So the right to privacy is a constitutional right. And you can't be deprived of a constitutional right by the government, and the judicial branch would be a branch of the government. You can't be deprived of that without due process of law. So while the judge makes an initial determination that these should be released because I am ruling that the public interest outweighs the privacy rights, those people should be afforded the opportunity to come in and argue why that's not the case as it relates to them, so that they are afforded due process before, as Fred said, their life gets ruined because of guilt by association. Now, maybe there's some that whose names are going to be released, and dang it, they were major players. I get that. But somebody who's maybe tangentially related, you know, yeah, I rode in a cab with somebody. That's why my name is there. That's all I ever did. Or I had my picture taken with somebody. That's all that ever happened. I can see why they would
want to come in. Or I went on the plane, to tell you the truth. I went on the plane because a friend of mine said, hey, come on with us.
Or I was on the plane when they did the charity thing.
There you go.
They flew over to the African continent to do stuff there. I had nothing to do with it.
Which was Clinton was one of them.
Yeah. And had nothing to do with the private island down in the
Not necessarily jumping. And I'm not jumping on Clinton's side at all. I'm not at all. But to me, it's like, really? He's got agents with him. He's got his guys watching him. It's not that are on the plane. I don't think Bill's going to be doing anything that, you know, that his agents are sitting there looking at, right? So the presidents that were on there, maybe I'm just skeptical.
No, I don't think so
anything
either.
Going on there. Hey, look, here's the deal. The situation's very clear. They're very well known, and hey, we're going to do a charity in Africa. And again, I'm not jumping on Clinton's side. I'm just thinking in general. And we're flying over there to do a charity thing, and Epstein at the time, generally speaking, now I guess I got to back up because he did get convicted early on and pled, remember, to what was it, child?
It was in Out of Miami.
Out of Miami, yeah.
And he pled to a state. It was being investigated federally.
Right.
And he pled to the state charges of solicitation and something else.
But who knows
the
that?
Other one was.
Who knows that person, what they're doing? I mean, you guys know that we as lawyers hang out with a lot of high-powered lawyers and well-known. I don't know what they're doing behind their back. I don't know what they're doing
on
the side.
I know. You don't Google everybody, or you don't check on the sex register list for them. Or
I know. Maybe we should.
I went to a basketball game in Sacramento a couple of years ago, and I was in a luxury suite, and there were probably, 14 other people in that same suite there? And if anybody took a picture, and I'm not a high profile, but if anybody took a picture, now you've got me with somebody that was there. I have no recollection of anybody else who was there except my kids, but I would be associated with them.
Right. And me, there's pictures with me all the time. I mean, it's because, like, you know, what I do and what we do for Radio Law Talk, et cetera.
Well, these does do have the right for appeal, so we know that there still are mechanism in place for them to challenge the judge's decision if they're being disclosed. I'm sure the ones that the judge decided not to disclose documents will not appeal. They'll be good and settled, but I do think we're going to see this up in a court of appeals. And this will be a federal court of appeals because it's a federal judge deciding this.
You know what's interesting is I think about stuff like this all the time because, again, I have book out. My book is doing really well, and The Goose. And I love the book. Book two's coming out, and then we have book three. And yet I mingle with a lot of people that are, you know, speakers nationally, and they all seem above board to me. But I say to myself, what if one of them isn't? And I'm, you know, just at an event, and they take pictures with me, right? I'm taking pictures all the time with people. And you ask yourself, that's just bizarre. I mean, okay, yes, I'll take a picture with you. Let me look at your credentials, you know, but you just don't know. You don't know. But yeah. Especially as lawyers who we hang out with, right? Yeah, anyway, nobody feels sorry for lawyers.
Well, it's easy.
Chris is like, nah, 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 nah.
It's easy to be, you know, suspicious of lawyers.
Well, I know that, but I am very suspicious of just in general, right? And that's why, you know, I try to have a tendency to try to be more private, but in the public, you just. And here's the other thing. Let me just throw this out. I'm sorry. I'm going off on another tangent. And this is, we don't give legal advice, but everyone asks, look, Fred, you know, you've done well in life financially. You've got a successful firm and you've done well. Can I invest in your company and give you money for your company? My answer is always the same. Absolutely not. Because you know what? If I mess something up and I accidentally do something that messes the company up or goes bankrupt, it's my money, right? I don't ask someone, give me your money for me to invest. There's nothing wrong with it. It happens all the time. I'm not, and that's great. But I guess I sleep better at night, right? I just don't worry about taking someone's money and losing it.
Well, look.
And by the way, I'm going to finish one point. This is the best part. When people ask me, Fred, I got this great deal I want you to invest in. You know, my response is almost always, that's okay. I know how to lose my own money.
Yeah. Well, you know, to your point about having people invest and being responsible for your own money and others, as opposed to other people who invest in your business, look at some of the stories that we covered. If Elizabeth Holmes had only used her own money,
she wouldn't be there because she didn't have any.
But if she had, if she hadn't done that, you know, look. That if you use other people's money, it increases your risk. Look at the Bankman-Fried. If he had only used his own money, and he was actually a pretty good trader as far as the stock exchange prior to getting into this, he wouldn't have the liability he has now by using other people's money now, would he?
So. Yeah, with the exception is you have to go get a loan sometimes for your business, right? So make sure you're as good as you possibly can and clean as possibly can on your loans. Well, we come back. Third hour. We've got a lot going on. We're going to do another case or no case. Something about Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-P-P-B-I, the P-P-B-I. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. We're going to talk about Alex Jones. He's filing bankruptcy. Man, I got a few things to talk about that. And just a bizarre California clerk that was shot. What's going on in that case? It's just crazy. We'll be back.
Episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.